Hey, Lee.
Hey, Lee.
Yep.
Merry Christmas to you. How are you?
To you, too. I'm good.
Excellent, excellent. Well, congratulations on that win you guys had against Denver. I mean, that must have been a tremendous boost to morale at the team. Can you talk a little bit about what impact that had?
Yeah, it was. It was a good victory. I think it just showed a lot of hard work that the guys still been putting in, even though we had a streak of some losses, but it showed some hard work, and it paid off on Sunday.
Lee, how do you guys view this game with the Patriots come Sunday? I mean, it's the last game of the season. You guys are out of it, but obviously the Patriots have something to play for and something you can spoil.
Well, we don't really look at ourselves as spoilers. It's just our last opportunity to play this year, play as a team together, and we're really excited about it. So, and it's against the team that's been at the top of our division for some time. So it's a great opportunity for us to come out and see what we got at the end of the season.
How disappointed was it to you, Lee? I mean, the way you guys started out, it looked like you might be on top of the division. In fact, at one point, I guess you were, but and then to wind up where you guys are right now, I mean, how disappointing was that for the team?
It's very disappointing because we do feel like we have the potential and the talent to, be contending in the playoffs right now. So, but obviously, it didn't come to pass for us. So, we're definitely going to have to learn from the mistakes and the lessons from this season and, pull together one more time for one last game and, try to get some momentum going for next year.
Can you talk about your offensive line? You guys have some pretty bigger-than-usual guys on that line.
Yeah, I think our offensive line has been doing a great job all year, and especially lately, getting our ground game going. So, it's been a difficult season, like I talked about before from the way it took a turn, but, guys have stayed together, kept playing, and I think that's all you really look for, at a point in the season when, you're not in the playoffs.
Can you talk about your possible matchup against Ellis Hobbs, and what was he like the first time around, and do you look forward to that matchup?
Well, I mean, it's certainly not my first time playing against him, so, it's not so much him. The first match, we just, everybody just kind of stayed on their own sides, and, just seen him when I was over there. So, I know they'll probably have a different game plan this week, so we'll just have to wait and see what they want to do.
See him much in college?
What's that?
You saw him much in college?
College? Did I see him much in college?
Yes.
Not really.
What do you think of the Patriots' defense as a whole? I mean, they've lost a ton of starters. It's kind of patchwork, calling guys out of retirement. Do you have an impression of them?
Well, I mean, they've been doing that for years. And, with their scheme, they have a lot of veteran guys there that know how to play. So, and even the guys that they brought back are guys that's familiar with the system. So, they're always a fundamentally sound defense that plays well together. They communicate well, and they just play well together. So, they have the ability to pull guys in and out and still be successful because, really their front three is so good, doing a good job disrupting things and, giving guys in the back end, a little less time that they have to cover because they do a good job up front.
Any difficulties for you guys having Trent and going back and forth with quarterbacks this year for you guys as well?
Not really. We didn't have a controversy. So, with Trent, I think it's been a learning process for him as well. He started out hot, then he got injured and come back. So I think it'll certainly make him a much better quarterback, much better leader, and make us a better team as well.
Coach Giron talked about, some of the injuries that this team sustained. What did you think, or which one did you feel was the one that kind of really, caught the team and came as a real blow to the team?
Well, when Trent went down, that was certainly a big blow to the offense. Anytime your starting quarterback goes down, it's always tough. And, guys, stepped in and, tried to make some plays and, just, you know, it just didn't work out. So it's always tough like that, man. I mean, I know you are dealing with the same thing up there with Castle, and he stepped in and done a really good job. So, you know, but that's always tough. It takes a little to get used to, and, you know, he came back, and we played well, but things just didn't work out for us.
Hey, have a happy holiday.
All right, to you too. Thanks.
All righty, Merry Christmas.